Lufthansa's onboard hospitality begins with a smile at the door. Throughout the flight, the crew ensures that every passenger feels at home. You may feel disconnected from the world below while you're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, but onboard Lufthansa, you're far from isolated. Thanks to Flynet's internet access, your time in the air will fly by. Meanwhile, you can discover your destination before you even touch down via the Lufthansa travel guide and stay ahead of the news with more than 250 free e-journals, including the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and the New York Times, which can be downloaded to your smartphone, tablet or laptop before takeoff to read on the go. There has never been more freedom in flying.
What do you do when you arrive in a city? This is the Monocle 100 in association with Lufthansa, and in today's programme we're going to investigate how to make the most of the first 5 hours you spend at your destination. We'll be going from Beijing to Toronto, with plenty in between, for some site-specific ways to get to know a city that can be pinched and adapted for wherever you're heading. It's finding the balance between the big sights and small delights. Whether you're there for a flying visit or an extended stay, taking in a few of the city's main attractions and local hotspots is the best way to get a snapshot of where you're staying or to settle into your new urban environment.
Welcome to Beijing.
So, here you are. You've dropped off your bags and you're walking out of your hotel into a brand new city. What to do first? A good starting point in Beijing is the 798 Art Zone in the Dashanzi neighbourhood, which has been transformed from an industrial hub into China's answer to New York Soho. Then there's the Dongchen district, where you'll come across the Forbidden City and Tiananmen Square. Nip into Hatchery to discover culinary delights by the city's young food entrepreneurs.
You have arrived in Boston.
For an aerobic history lesson in this US city, first go for a run along the Freedom Trail, which tells the story of the American Revolution. Next, take out a boat and head down the Charles River before gathering your strength at a delicatessen and wine shop called Bee's Knees Supply Co. Then make your way to Castle Island on the shores of the harbour, which is home to the historic Fort Independence and Pleasure Bay Beach.
Welcome to Rome.
In the Italian capital, the best place to get away from the crowds is Parco Savello on Colle Aventino. And be sure to then pay a visit to the Galleria Nazionale d'Arte Moderna. A 10-minute ride west lies the Rome Cavalieri Waldorf Astoria. Perched on Monte Mario, its outdoor pools offer great views. For more tips, we turn now to Monocle's Rome correspondent David Pleasant.
Depending on what time of day my friends arrive in Rome, I generally advise they do one thing first. I think it's really important to orientate yourself around your neighbourhood. A good place to do this is the Monte area. Take a look at the Colosseum that's nearly always lurking in the background. It's breathtaking at just about any time of day. Then walk back via the Colle Monte Oppio Park. Why not stop for an espresso in the Park Cafe? This place is pretty amazing. I don't think it's changed one bit since the 1930s. Back in the Monte neighbourhood, why not settle into the evening in a nice wine bar or enoteca? 313 or 313 on Via Cavour is about as cosy and pleasant an option as you'll find, and has a great food menu too.
We are now landing in Johannesburg.
When you arrive in Johannesburg, we recommend that you start with art. Head to Maboneng, this once down-at-heel district, started with a project that created a number of artists' studios out of abandoned buildings. It's now a vibrant neighbourhood. Next, head to Iswara in the Cosmopolitan to pick up a bag of tea or delight in a treat or two from Coco Bell Desserts food truck.
Our final destination is Toronto.
When you touch down in Canada, take a wander around the mid-century shopfronts and old restaurants that have been reimagined by young entrepreneurs and chefs before setting off for a run around Trinity Bellwoods Park. recover with a coffee from White Squirrel, and then stroll over to Type and get a knowledgeable recommendation on some new Canadian fiction. And some local picks too, like this.
My name is Derek McCormack. I'm a buyer at Type Books on Queen Street West in Toronto. We're lucky to be surrounded by great independents. We have a place called The Spice Trader on one side of us that sells imported olive oils and makes their own spices. On the other side, an institution on this strip for well over 10 years is The Paper Place, formerly the Japanese Paper Place. There's a terrific men's clothing store, Park and Province. There's Gaspard, which is French clothing for women. And best of all, we're right across from Trinity Bellwoods Park, which is one of the most bustling parks in the city.
You have reached your final destination. We hope you enjoy your stay.
You've been listening to The Monocle 100 in association with Lufthansa. Be sure to pick up The Forecast, which contains all 100 items on our list in full and is available on all good newsstands now. Over this series, we'll be exploring the opportunities, destinations, and experiences that travelling with Lufthansa provides, and we invite you to join us on this countdown to your next journey.
Lufthansa's onboard hospitality begins with a smile at the door. Throughout the flight, the crew ensures that every passenger feels at home. You may feel disconnected from the world below while you're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, but onboard Lufthansa, you're far from isolated. Thanks to Flynet's internet access, your time in the air will fly by. Meanwhile, you can discover your destination before you even touch down via the Lufthansa Travel Guide. And stay ahead of the news with more than 250 free e-journals, including the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and the New York Times, which can be downloaded to your smartphone, tablet, or laptop before takeoff to read on the go. There has never been more freedom in flying.